bad news of radio zones of subversive expression. Revolt in the prison of Athens for prisoner Yatzoglou. The anarchist political prisoner Dinos Yatzoglou made a hunger strike from the 21st of February until the 2nd of March, requesting a transfer to the prison in Athens. His stay in the prison of Larissa, in central Greece, keeps him far from his social environment and his lawyers. In the early hours of Saturday, the 24th of February, special police force invaded his prison cell in Athens, where he was temporarily kept. After beating him, he passed out. Then, they forcefully transferred him back to the prison of Larissa without letting him collect any of his personal belongings and medicines. As an action of solidarity to Dimnos Yatzoglou, the prisoners set the entire Korydallos prison in Athens in a state of revolt, taking full control of the prison for several hours. The prisoners were supported by a wide solidarity movement which organized a lot of different actions around Greece and abroad. The actions forced the government to change the law, allowing the prisoners to stay in a prison near the court for the entire time they are being judged. Balkan anti-nationalist demonstration. 1 month after the anarchist Squad Libertatia in Thessaloniki, North Greece, was burned down by fascists, a Balkan demo of internationalist solidarity against nationalism and fascism took place in the center of the city. There was participation of comrades from Greece and the other countries around the Balkans. The demo intended to pass the message that the oppressed people of Balkans are not enemies of each other, but they share the common destiny set by the state and the capital. This situation can only be changed with common struggles. We won't let our area to be filled on confrontations among NATO, European Union and other smaller powers in the area. The nationalist demo and the hate speeches do not belong in the city of Thessaloniki, a city inhabited for centuries by people with a dozen different languages and cultures. Demonstration against apartment auctions. The Greek government, following instructions of the European Union and the IMF, has recently eased the process with which the banks can confiscate people's apartments because of debts. There is an ongoing movement of people protesting and blocking the entrance of the courthouses where the auctions take place. A violent clash between protesters and police took place on Wednesday, the 8th of March. The protesters were hit by the police and one person was injured.